The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Avengers Endgame. Pasta Joe will be there from 11:30 this morning into Thursday night.
That is 8 o'clock Thursday night that it will be done. So his screening of Endgame starts at 5:00. Yeah, and it's 3 hours long. So 11:30 today, which means if you're him, what are you bringing with you?
If I'm positive, I don't even...
Like, just your Wheaties jacket and your beautiful self?
He's got vouchers. Which...
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Avengers Endgame. Pasta Joe will be there from 11:30 this morning into Thursday night.
That is 8 o'clock Thursday night that it will be done. So his screening of Endgame starts at 5:00. Yeah, and it's 3 hours long. So 11:30 today, which means if you're him, what are you bringing with you?
If I'm positive, I don't even like,
just your Wheaties jacket and your beautiful self.
He's got vouchers, which is, I'm sure, exciting for him. But, yes, I would bring my... I think he's going to be asleep for a lot of it, Rich. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I mean, how can he stay awake for, what did we figure it out, like 58 hours or something like that?
I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be in the bathroom after him. All right. there is a screening this evening, though. There's 3 men who want to go. There's 2 tickets. Obviously, Rich has got one of the tickets, and now it comes down to Nick and Bird, who can get the best audio? Of course, Nick went to the most famous of the Jamelis and went to his father. A Bird went to a guy who apparently he didn't know he was related to, even though the guy was with his aunt. But he told me he just found a guy that hated me. And then
wait, are we cousins? Related?
Yes, we are.
That's kind of what they did.
Yeah, that's indeed what happened. And Mark Jamelli, we played a lot of him, but... Rich, whenever you have Mark Jamelli, there's always some more left.
Mm-hmm. So Nick continued to speak to his father, Mr. Mark, the great Mark Jamelli, about this Avengers thing that's going on.
All right, here we go.
So you haven't seen any of the Marvel movies, right?
No.
So you don't know any of the characters?
Absolutely no.
If you had to guess what kind of superpower Thor has, what would you think it is?
I would say he's like a flame-blowing dragon.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a name of a character in the Marvel Universe, and you just tell me what kind of superpower they have, okay?
All right.
All right. How about Iron Man?
Iron Man can craft a building in a single bound. He owns a lot of property in Pittsburgh.
He's like Bob the Builder.
He's the head of Pittsburgh.
All right. How about Iron Man?
Iron Man, a massive bodybuilder, weightlifter type of guy. Can lift his weight, lift my weight. Sort of a Ted Johnson type.
All right.
Ted Johnson, you're a superhero.
He can lift his body weight. Well, he's obviously the strongest man in the world.
Is that kind of like the test to see if you're healthy?
It's if you can bench your body weight, or at least your ideal body weight. Yes,
right.
Kind of thing.
Wow.
Hulk.
All right. Hulk, he's got to know what the Hulk is.
The Hulk's been around forever.
Yeah, and it's that 70. Okay, I'm going to guess he knows what the Hulk is.
The Hulk, he's got a huge unit.
Hulk.
Well, the Incredible Hulk was always the guy that turns green and has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles.
All right. He just loves himself some Ted Johnson.
Someone's on Twitch. Very early when Ted Johnson's in the building.
He loves Ted Johnson.
They kind of like Ted Johnson.
He just is in love with the muscularity of Ted Johnson. Do you guys, Nick, do you guys talk about Ted Johnson at the house? Does he ask you questions? Oh, yeah, he has a lot of questions.
I want to be like Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson, friends with Lisa Ann, we learned on Friday.
Well, maybe not just friends.
I don't know what happened.
I'm thinking there was more there.
I don't know what happened. I can't say.
And has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles all over him.
He's not laughing.
No, he's not. He loves Ted Johnson.
Like, Ted Johnson is a superhero to him.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a great TV show you'd want to watch? Mark Jamilly and Ted Johnson.
A remake of Bosom Buddies?
We got to dress like broads.
Have the two to go to club, like the club together?
Show me how to get chicks.
They're the new Lenny and Squiggy.
All over them.
Okay. Spider-Man.
He's got to know what Spider-Man.
Yeah, the Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man, sure.
Been around since the early 60s,
he
man.
He webs out of his hand like Ted Johnson. And climb buildings like Ted Johnson.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man has got webs that come out of his hands and feet and always has a beautiful girl that he saves.
His feet?
Well, he's got webs. One of my best friends had webbed toes. He knows who he is.
How about Black Widow?
A very sad black woman. She wears a veil.
How about Black Widow?
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
It's your mother. No.
I didn't know Jim.
Nick wasn't smiling during that one. I don't understand why.
I didn't know the your heritage there.
Goodness.
My goodness.
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
It's your mother. No.
You stop making jokes about mom. All right.
Have you heard from her?
No, I haven't heard from her. Let's get real personal right now.
Nick, come in here.
Nick's like, no. Nick's like, no.
Nick, come in here. Come in here. Please. There's so many clues that we need to know about young Nicholas.
I'm learning a little bit, too.
Why? Oh, just come in.
How about Black Widow?
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
So is everything okay?
What do you mean?
Are you estranged?
Am I estranged? No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Why?
Because your father said, had you talked to her? And you said, no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We haven't talked. I'll tell you this. My wife and I have not talked to my mother-in-law in over almost 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's
pretty much the same situation.
All right, then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to have a comrade.
Well, that was fun.
I just wanted to know.
You know, maybe off the air.
No! Mark Jamelli brought it up. I just wanted to know what was doing. I didn't push him on it.
How'd it happen, Nick? How you feeling?
And listen, if this was 10 years ago, I would have kept asking you questions about it.
Ever cried at night on your pillow?
That's a if someone brings something up, it's perfectly acceptable to ask a follow-up question. I don't think I was out of line at all. And I gave a personal experience of mine and to make him feel safe. So there's nothing wrong. I wasn't out of line, Nicholas, was I? No, he says no. Of course not. You two are pusses. No one dislike me. All right, here we go.
How about Hawkeye?
It's going to be a match.
I was just going to say.
It's going to be a what?
Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
Yeah.
That's where he's going. Yep.
Yep.
How about Hawkeye?
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
Okay. Jesus. Time has passed.
Oh my
Mr. Jamelli's had a few. Oh.
Yeah. What time of day did this interview take
place? Was this after 3:30?
I was just going to say.
Yeah, because he starts going in on Nick's mom and then starts moving on to
shooting flames out of your
Yeah, the Manhattan is taking effect. We're 3:30, just enough time for the alcohol to kick in.
I just see his eyebrows going up and down. Like, I got a million of them.
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, the ability to the invisible recliner.
It's like, oh, Wonder Woman has the invisible airplane?
Yeah, it would just be the ability to recline in midair.
You just walk in and he's just floating?
Yeah. Yeah, like he can recline, but he can fly, but only 4 feet off the ground.
Not too high.
So he's Captain Recliner. Your reclining powers activate, and he goes up about 3 feet and kicks back. Power up pizza roll. That'd be the greatest. If anyone's a good animator, Captain Recliner.
I'm just floating in the air.
Yeah, he just, like, someone's in danger. So he just gets 3 feet up the air. Like a robber's running down the street, and he just gets in the recliner position, and the guy nails him. Captain Recliner.
It's like, hang on. We have somebody who's not moving very fast.
Give me a Manhattan. He drinks a Manhattan, and all of a sudden the superpowers kick in. All right. We continue.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
That I could change water into whiskey.
If a bird had it.
Kazow!
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
There's like an evil guy like running a race and he just takes the water.
You'll never get to the finish line.
Now you're drunk.
All right. We continue.
If a bird had a superpower, what would it be?
Well, everything bird does. Bird could bench press me.
He is special.
He is very special.
Why don't you plead to Fred and Rich that I should go to the movie premiere and not Bird?
Fred and Rich, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are, I hope you can appreciate these words. I want to go with Fred. I don't care about either one of them. Please send me, please.
We should give it to Nick's dad. And neither of them.
That would absolutely kill Nick. I mean, honest to God, we've only talked about this the entire morning. Nick cannot wait to go.
Can we call
this
your dad?
Torpedo his heart.
Can we call your dad right now and see if he'll go?
Oh, man.
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
Oh, boy.
Because there's no way I'm going.
There's no way I'm going. I can't go either.
If you had to choose between the three, wouldn't Nick's dad be the one that should win?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because the seats recline. This is a big one, right?
Yeah, right. This is a good theater, yeah.
Oh, Nick. Oh, man.
I want to go with Fred. I don't care about either one of them. Please, send me. Please. Oh,
God.
All right, Mark Jamelli. ladies and gentlemen. We'll see if we can get him on the line if he wants to go to the movie.
Well, the Incredible Hulk was always the guy that turns green and has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles.
Loves himself some Ted Johnson.
One of my best friends at Web Toes.
Well, is that him on the line?
Oh, all right, we'll break and then we'll have him. I have a feeling he'll be willing to stay on hold. All right, so we'll be right back.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Your windshield, then you think.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. All right, Mark Gemelli said at the end of his, Nick asked him to plead if he could, for Nick to go to the Avengers tonight.
I want to go with Fred. I don't care about either one of them. Please, send me, please.
All right, Mark Gemelli, who has an encyclopedic knowledge of the Marvel Universe.
Well, the Incredible Hulk was always the guy that turns green and has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles.
Mr. Gemelli, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice this morning. What time did you get up?
4 a.m.
Okay, always 4 a.m., right?
Yeah, always 4 a.m. But I go to bed at 7, so I mean, hey, you know. You can only sleep. If I sleep any longer, they'll come cut me out of here.
That's right. They'll think you're dead.
So, yeah, that's right.
All right. So would you rather have Nick go to the movie or would you rather go to the movie with me?
Well, no. If I have the tip that to John Wallach, right. If I ever did that to Nicholas, it would be like him waking up Christmas morning with no presents.
Has that ever happened? Horrible. Did you ever forget to make presents?
No, of course not.
There was never like a meatball in the stocking?
No, there was always nip, as they got to be 21, there were nip bottles and chocolates in their stocking.
Really?
Every sort of nip bottle you could buy. I used to spend $200 on nip bottles.
Now, and then when you were done drinking $198 of them.
I put the empties in their stocking. Yeah, you got that one right.
One for you.
You made me do.
One for me, one for you, one for me. So you would just load their stocking up with alcohol. Now, would everyone have a good time once they were 21? And that would
Yes, they would. Yeah.
And that's what you guys would do?
That's what we did. That's what I did because, you know, they still wanted their stockings when they got up in the morning.
Right, and you thought that was ridiculous.
No, I wish I could have kept them kids forever, you know?
So. I know. They get old quick, my friends. The fastest, slowest time, they say.
Well, I was watching your son and daughter the other day, and those are the best years. But they really are.
What, 10 and 8?
Well, yeah, because they still don't really talk back to you.
Oh, really? You know? I didn't notice that.
If that's what you say, if that's what you believe, that's fine.
You're a much better father than I, Mr. Gemelli. I can tell you that because mine.
Well, I slept next to the front door for like 25 years, you know, so I could keep an eye on them.
All right, so
if I could scrounge up an extra ticket so that you and Nick could go together, would you go to the screening?
No, that would be a waste of a ticket on me. It really would be.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, it's you know, he hasn't slept now for a week with the anticipation that he might win and get to go.
Don't you think that he's kind of a loser because of that?
Hey, I'm glad he takes an interest. You know, he takes an interest in certain things, and that's a healthy interest to have, you know? It really is.
What if he focused on something that could make
Pornhub, money? For God's sakes, what?
It could have been what?
Pornhub, for God's sakes. He was looking forward to
it. You can do, well, you can get that anytime you want.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Jamal, you are a joy. All right. Well, hey, go ahead.
No. I just, you know, I've got to be at the Heinz really early tomorrow morning to get in line because I want Ashley to give me one of those jobs over the new casino. I can't wait.
Do you really want to work? Do you want to work over there?
No, I don't want to work, but I just want to be there every day. You know,
you'd be the worst bar back in the world.
Oh, I give all the drinks away free. Yeah, that's my problem.
Down your gullet.
Yes, can't wait though. We got to do a trip. From Dorchester in there.
How great would it be to roll with Mark Jamilli at the casino?
You know what? I will break my rule and I'll hang out with Mr. Jamilli if
you have to. I mean, if we line that up where we had like a casino night and we brought you out there, you would go, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet I would. I'd have a. That would be a ball. That really would.
I will count on it. We're going to make that happen.
We'll get that going for you.
That's great.
All right,
Mr. Jamilli, you got a nice suit. You going to borrow some nice socks from your friend?
No. I got that, you know, the Charlie, what was his name? Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, my Charlie Sheen bowling shirt. You know, you got to have the black and white Charlie Sheen bowling shirt on.
And the Kangol hat.
Yes, at the casino, you know.
That's right. You got to wear a bowling shirt like a high roller. All right. Well, yeah. Mr. Jamilli, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, wait a minute. When are we announcing who won?
Well, Nick won.
Nick won. I mean,
hey, all right. What'd you say?
Oh, good. We'll make him happy. I, you know, I won't have him crying sitting here. You know, but I feel bad for Bird. So if Bird wants me to go get him a ticket, I will.
No, but that's very nice of you. But Bird's okay. I think Nick wanted it a lot more than Bird did. I think it's
good.
Did you hear Bird say that he drank someone else's breast milk the other day?
Never heard anything like that in my whole life.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a personal thing. You know, I feel bad for the baby. You know, his Bird sucking down the milk. You know, the poor baby's face looking at him. What are you doing, buddy?
It's true. It'd be like if you got down on the floor and ate dog food. Your dog'd be looking at you like something went crazy.
That's right. Many a morning or night I did that. So, geez. Yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Jamilli, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, guys. You know, have a great time, Rich. And make sure he doesn't overeat popcorn, please.
I will do that. Keep an eye on young Nicholas. Thank you very much.
I've been a bad boy.
I mean, how great would it be just to roll in with Mark Jamilli at the casino and with his bowling shirt and Kangol hat? Ready to high roll.
I've been a bad boy. Look at that. Give me out of the dog bowl. Make me eat out of the dog bowl. Put your shoe in my back. Dig in that heel. Ouchie, wouchie.
Sadomasochistic Mark.
He said he ate out of a dog bowl.
I mean, yes.
Ow! Hurts so good.
All right, so...
Well, I'm sorry, Bird. Looks like the...
Yeah, Bird doesn't care. Bird, okay. but, Nick, congratulations.
Congratulations. You excited, Nick? Oh, yes, of course he is.
So there you have it, the Avengers Endgame.
So are you going to spoil it for him before he goes to the screening?
I didn't know any of the spoilers. I made it all up.
Just to torture him?
Yep. I wanted you to be scared I was going to say it on the air, and I wanted him to be pissed that I was going to tell him. I don't know anything. Dude, I don't even know the characters' names.
Well, I mean, you just learned a few of them there.
I did. Oh, I know the Hulk and Spider-Man and all that.
Sure.
I've seen an Avengers movie. I saw the first one.
Yeah,
I saw two of the Iron Mans.
The first, well, that's one more than you needed to see.
Yeah.
There's really only one good Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because we all know that Iron Man
can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
All right. Very good. That's so good. You guys are going to have a good time today. I look forward to that. All right. John?
Yes.
Again, you and I not feeling great about this game tonight?
No, not feeling good about the Bruins tonight because they've been so wildly inconsistent in this series. Not only game to game, but period to period. And seeing how they went out and laid a massive egg in game five, you know, when the series was even at two, they had home ice advantage back. They had a lot to play for. I know they beat Toronto this time last year. They beat Toronto in a heroic, historic comeback 6 years ago, the Bergeron game. I mean, it scares the crap out of me, this game.
So how are you going to consume the game this evening?
Fortunately for me, I will not be in front of a TV for the start of it. My kid, one of my sons, has his Little League baseball opener, so I will not get home until 7:30. And then
they're not going to have the opener. Is it on a grass field?
Yes.
They're not going to have the park.
Okay, well, then that problem will be alleviated. But still, it's going to be uncomfortable. I'll be pacing the room in front of the big screen in my living room back and forth. This is not going to be a pleasant evening.
Am I going to have to look for Nesson Plus tonight? Because this is a Red Sox game.
No.
They put Game 7 on Nesson Plus.
No, the Bruins postseason is they put on Nesson.
Do
they? They always do.
They wouldn't be that dumb. Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, they always do.
No. Then why have I looked for Nesson Plus before? Because there'd be no case in which there's a Red Sox and a Bruins game at the same time
maybe
that I would choose to watch the Red Sox game.
Well, of course. But maybe they, when it said Bruins in two, when they had the wrong listing on Comcast, maybe you thought that it
was. No.
It was on DirecTV, too.
I've had to find Nesson Plus before. And there's no reason that I would have looked for a Red Sox game while a Bruins playoff game was on.
Game 7, it needs to be on Nesson.
I don't recall a time where the Bruins during the playoffs were on Nesson Plus. But again, I can be wrong about a lot of things. But I swear to God that I don't want to go out tonight. I got stuff to do all day.
You can't just sit there.
No, I got to go out. I got to be around Bruins fans.
I understand how you feel, and if I had that option, I would do it too, but I do not. So,
well, I can walk places. And the thing is that Game 7 against Vancouver, I was out.
I should have just texted Jack Edwards' Twitter account because it's in all caps. Game 7 is on Nesson. Do not believe your automatic channel guides. Do not believe any propaganda or disinformation. Game 7 is on Nesson.
He's
Tuesday
so weird.
At 7 with the pregame at 6. Be there.
Okay. He is so weird.
There you go.
He is a weird, weird man.
And then a tweet right after it. Nesson will carry, in all caps, will carry the play-by-play of Game 7 with pregame starting at 6 and the game to follow at 7. That's Nesson.
Okay. Okay.
So there you go. Does not say Nesson Plus.
So it's, wait a second, so it's on NBC Sports?
That's what I've heard. Yes. He's saying that's where you should watch it.
Okay.
You basically choose between the ticker tape or a guy's head.
Yeah, either way it works. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
All right, let's get to it. There's a little more Bruins news about tonight's game as well. And there is somebody that will not do Monday Night Football no matter how much you try to pay him.
All right, Tony Kornheiser. Can you imagine being that afraid of flying that you would turn down the Monday Night Football gig after a year?
He's the guy.
That's a crippling ailment you're dealing with.
Maybe he just feels like, I got enough money, I don't want to deal with this crap. That's why you got to have FU money, my friend.
I'm all for it as soon as I can accumulate it.
That's right.
Once Grandy's gone, it's yours.
Exactly. Right. Raking in the dough.
Right. So here are the headlines.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
95, the Sports Hub.
Van Riemsdyk looking to clear. Gardner moves it up ahead of Kadri. Leafs looking to break 2-on-1 here. Kessel right side into the circle. Wrist shot. Pat's Saber ask. Rebound score. Nazem Kadri on the rebound. And the Leafs are up 4-1.
I think we're just famous for not doing anything the easy way. So we made it hard on ourselves again, but we found a way to get it done.
Lucic over the Leafs line, left side, driving wide, takes it in behind the net, feeds it in front. Wrist shot, score! Nathan Horton from the left wing circle.
Let's go, Bruins!
Great to defeat it on a Bergeron left point. Cross to Jara for the long one timer, gloved down by Robert. Loose puck, score! Milan Lucic from the bottom of the right circle. Makes it 4-3 with 1:22 left.
Hockey! We won the cup! 3 for the beat!
Bergeron straight away with a wrist shot. Love save Rask on Gardner. Right save Rask with the right pass. Oh, what a save by Rask.
Yes.
And incredibly, we're headed for overtime in game 7.
I can't flex anymore. I'm freaking out, man.
And Bergeron a one-timer. Save Reimer. Rebound loose at the top of the crease. Richard score! Bergeron! Bergeron! In game 7! And the Bruins win the series!
To Bergeron, the drive save, rebound is loose. Sagan kicks it loose. Bergeron scores!
Bergeron! Bergeron! And that's seven!
Hockey! I haven't seen a comeback like that too often, so as far as comebacks go, that's as good as it gets.
And who has more fun than us?
Let's go, Bruins! Let's go, Bruins!
Get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, Wallach, you have the Wonderlic test. How many quarterbacks are on there?
I have 10 quarterbacks here. The top ranked quarterback as far as the Wonderlic is concerned is North Carolina State's Ryan Finley.
I was going to go the Duke kid.
Well, he's in the top five. Ryan Finley scored a 43, but the interesting part about that is he was allowed to retake it. He scored a 28 the first time and then retook it and scored a 43. I wasn't aware you were allowed to retake
It might have been for some reason. I mean, that's a drastic change.
Yeah.
So I wonder if for some reason he got sick or, I mean, to go from, to get, what, 20 points more?
28 to a 43.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like something drastic happened.
So,
yeah,
of course,
the test.
Patriots are expected to take a quarterback at some point, and this doesn't always equate to, you know, playing ability. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick had a 48, whatever it is.
You know, you went to Harvard?
Yeah, I was aware of that. Gardner Minshew of Washington State was second at a 42. And then Daniel Jones, 37. Easton Stick of North Carolina State was next with a 32.
Where's Will Greer? Because he's
Will
the guy
Greer
that apparently
is next
the Patriots.
With a 30. Will Greer's a 30. And Drew Locke, another guy a lot of people like, a 26.
Because Will Greer is the guy that is the new news coming out, well, that the Patriots are enamored
with.
Yeah,
Zolak's been on him since day one. Zolak loves Will Greer from West Virginia. Dwayne Haskins, 25. And last,
Kyler Murray,
20.
Ooh.
But
he didn't do well in the interviews either.
But haven't we learned that the Wonderlic score doesn't always...
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's more interesting
Mo Claiborne, who was a very good defensive back for many, many years, scored a 3. Remember that?
Oh, is he from LSU?
Yes.
Yeah. The kids from LSU are always funny.
But I mean, but it doesn't always equate. It apparently for quarterbacks, it's more important because it's decision making and getting things right.
I guarantee you, Claiborne didn't try. I mean, that's the only way you get a three. But he went to LSU.
Daniel Jones, 37. Will Greer, 30. Drew Lock, 26. Haskins at 25. That guy supposedly locked to go in the top 10. But Kyler Murray, the overwhelming favorite to be taken number one overall, a 20 last among the quarterbacks listed.
The only thing that you're right, it doesn't matter, but just he didn't apparently do well in the meetings, like on the whiteboard. Like, apparently that wasn't great for him.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
He's still going to, I mean.
But he's going number one. Yeah, Kuiper just said there was a 99.9% chance.
Where's Rosen going? What are we hearing? Like, what's the biggest change?
Rosen?
The big thing now is he's staying.
That's the thing.
Why would they do that?
Well, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. If you're
you get a bunch of good picks out of it.
If you're Arizona, if you're Arizona, you gave up a 1, a 3, and a 5 to move up to take Rosen in the top 10 last year. Right now, according to Peter King and MMQB, the asking price is a 3. No one will offer more than a 3. It's according to Peter King. If you are Arizona and you gave up a 1, a 3, and a 5 to get Rosen, can you really turn around and deal him for a 3 the next year?
Yeah, you can. Because, I mean, that's the cards you're dealt. You've got a guy that you... Okay, then what, are you just going to sit there with these two picks? These two quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's not as though he's taking up a large amount of money on your cap.
Yeah, he's not high. In fact, another backup is going to... A veteran backup is going to cost you a lot more. And you have an insurance policy there Kyler Murray fails.
A number 3 pick is more valuable than a backup quarterback.
A third-round pick is
did you say a third-round or number 3?
No, third round.
Oh, okay. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I thought you said a number 3
no,
pick.
No.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, that's stupid.
I wasn't clear.
Yeah, you said a 1 and 3, and I was like, what?
No, a third-round pick.
Well, that's stupid.
The Jets have the third pick.
According to Peter King, right now, that's the most they can get for him.
Yeah, the Jets desperately want to trade down, and I guess that's not going to happen. So, apparently, this has got to be a misdirection, but they're in love with that Oliver kid from Houston.
The Jets.
Yeah.
They're desperately trying to trade down, and if they can't do it, they may take Oliver there anyway, which would be a huge shock to everybody.
But that's got to be a misdirection.
Of course it is. It's the lying season. What I really want to have happen is to have Arizona pass on Murray at 1 and take Bosa instead and see what happens. The Jets will get whatever they want for that third pick. And San Francisco, who also doesn't need a quarterback, will do everything they can will get whatever they want for number 2.
Yeah, if they don't take Kyler Murray, then San Francisco... Then
everything changes, and it'll be great to watch.
Yeah.
It'll be like that scene in Draft Day.
But it's going to be just like when the Jets had the number 1 pick and Manning wouldn't come out. So it's like...
Right.
So it's going to be like they have the 3rd pick, and then Bosa's going to go number 1, and then San Francisco's going to get 45 picks, and the Jets are going to end up with some bum.
Well, no, if they can get a pass rusher, yeah.
No, because there's two, apparently the draft is exceptionally soft, and the middle rounds are where the value is.
I was reading last night that pretty much the top 5 or 6 are elite, and then once you get to 10, anywhere from 10 to the 3rd round are a bunch of players with 2nd round grades on them.
See, I've read even as much as that there's 2 elite players. The kid from Auburn and the defensive tackle from Auburn, right? Or Alabama. The defensive tackle from Alabama.
Quinn something.
And Bosa.
Okay.
And Bosa makes me nervous because he didn't play. So, and then Josh Allen and the kid from Houston, apparently. Or Houston's a wild card.
Ed Oliver,
you're right. So, Ed Oliver.
But again, you see guys sliding all the way up and down draft boards. Greedy Williams, an LSU guy, I've seen him anywhere from 8 to 22. Oh, wow. I mean, and that plays into what I was reading last night about after the first 5 or 6, then it's anybody at any time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, because they're saying that there's not a lot of difference between 3rd-round talent and 4th-round talent and 2nd-round talent in the end of the 1st round. It's funny, if you look back at those drafts, they play the old drafts on TV.
Yeah.
And if you look at the analysis of these picks, I mean, they're wrong 80% of the time.
And considering what we were just talking about, I mean, the draft starts at 8 o'clock Thursday night. People are going
to
stay up at 11:30, quarter of 12, and Belichick will trade out of that to get an extra, a less contract, a contract where he saves money against the cap and doesn't have to worry about that extra year.
Here's my question. Why would you possibly stay up till 11:30 to see New England pick? I could see watching for the drama, watching the first like five picks or even the first 10 if the Ohio State Haskins gets involved.
Yeah.
But like you can wake up the next morning see it's absolute for else the 32nd pick in the draft.
Come on. How else could you? You got to share it on Facebook and social media. Love the pick. Awesome. Patriots have an offensive lineman.
There's no drama surrounding
Patriots drafted a defensive tackle. Check it out. I watched all his games in college.
The drama
great
leaves.
Great line play from this guy.
The drama leaves. Now, listen, if it was a Saturday afternoon, God bless you.
I think it's one of those things where people will be looking for quarterbacks. If certain quarterbacks slip that weren't supposed to slip, then I think they'll be more focused by Patriots fans on that 32nd pick. Because they'll be wondering if a quarterback will slide long enough for Belichick to take a value chance on him.
I still contend that you would wait. I mean, the quarterback's not going to play for a couple years, so I still contend that there's really no reason.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Unless they traded up. Unless you heard they traded up, and then that's interesting. But
what are the odds of that, honestly?
I don't know. They have
so
much
first round.
They have so much draft capital that I don't know. What if they – you don't think they'd move up 5-10 picks?
It does not happen a lot.
I mean, they have so much draft capital. I mean, if they really liked a quarterback, I could see them moving up 10, 15 picks.
I would love to know what that quarterback is. I would love to know. Because this year, among many, this year more than any other, has a lot of quarterbacks where guys go, eh.
Yeah, the Geno Smith year was the worst year.
That's true.
All right, we'll be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way. I would imagine that they're broadcasting from somewhere that's not here, would be my assumption, as it is Game 7 at home, but maybe not. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich.
Real night.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Game four is underway. Pacers win the tap. Big day for the Celtics and later the Bruins.
Bergeron into the faceoff left circle. They tie up. Marchand shoots. He scores!
And we're down the right side. Return to Al Horford. Finds the open man. Left side. Mars. Three. Got it.
Circle net. Riley shoots. Press. Took it away. Reached up with the left hand. Get that out of here.
Gordon Hayward switches to the right hand. Driving strong. Draws some contact. Runner is good. Score to the foul for Gordon Hayward.
Hoshnut had it on his back. And it shoots. Proof shoots. He scores. The Bruins and LaVork the puck around. Fire one. Crew gets the rebound in the near circle and he rips it inside the near post. A power play goal. 2-1 Bruins. Got it. She scores!
Gordon Hayward pull up three.
Got it!
Gordon Hayward back in the building where he won a state championship has just given the Celtics an 8-point fourth quarter lead.
2-on-2, Krejci right circle. Centers deflected, they score! Jake DeBrus able to win his battle, charged into the front of the net, got the stick down and deflects it home.
Thought we were attacking the net better, just more overall of our identity.
It's exciting to know that when the pressure is high, we have guys that can respond to that.
Today was more of the way we wanted. We wanted to be aggressive.
Bounce pass, knocked away by Kyrie. He saves it from going out of bounds. Mars leads for Horford, hand to Jason Tatum, two-hand slam. and the Celtics are running away and hiding here in game four. She scored! Got it. Left side of center ice, Bruins get it out, win a battle. Out of center ice, fire, they score! Brad Marchand got his stick free in the neutral zone and then ripped it into the empty net.
Kyrie straight away. Now angles to the right side of the floor against Evan. Seven on the shot clock. Kick to the open man. Jason Tatum, four on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward, the hot hand for three. Good night. And the horn is going to sound. Can you smell it? It's a game seven. And for the third time since 2013, these two teams are going to play a game seven. Black hits triple zeros, and the Celtics are the first team to advance to round two. They hang on, and they sweep the Pacers.
Just go out there and just be great.
This is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. Anderson, I'm looking for you. You two-faced rat.
Forgot about Nicky Knuckles.
Maybe there'll be fireworks tomorrow night and Nick can question why they're happening.
That was the thought for thing. You think those fireworks are for the Bruins?
No, for the
Red Sox. What, are you crazy?
It's one of the great Bruins recaps of all time.
Yeah.
Considering the Red Sox don't have any maniacs out there anymore. Now, even Rock and Roll Mike's not out. I wonder if they're chasing him away.
That's a good question. I don't know what's going on and why they're not all down there.
When we first moved here, there was a solid 5 years where they're the most insane people that I've ever seen in a city here.
Well, it was also, I mean, I was doing a lot of the digging.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's amazing.
Do you think those fireworks right now are for the Boston Bruins? No, they're for the Red Sox. What the f*** do you think? Are you here? Are you at the game? What's going on here?
No.
No, not really. Not really familiar with anything that's going on around me.
All right, so Mr. Zolak, I'm surprised you guys are here today.
Yeah, I heard you on the way in. He said we'd be on location somewhere. I appreciate that they did not put us on location because we probably would not make it.
Yeah, you're saying 2 hours to get here.
It's unbelievable. This is probably one of the worst days coming in now from a driving standpoint. Almost 2 hours.
Plus, it's not depressing at all. It's just so great.
No, rain and cold weather in Boston is just, you just want to have, just want to go outside and just walk around in shorts.
Yeah,
you
know? A week from May. Why not? What a fun place to live.
It sure is.
It's just delightful.
People are so pleasant letting you cut in and move around, and the guy behind you holding the horn down where you really can't go anywhere because the car in front of you is dead stopped.
That happened to me the other day. I was making a turn, and the crosswalk was on, so people were like...
I'm done letting people go, by the way. No, I do it, and they don't wave. They don't say thank you.
And by the way, can you imagine Sturo...
Double barrels, baby.
...going to the game tonight because you have a Red Sox game leaving and loading up... And the Bruins game.
Nasty. I'll just tell you that there were people crossing the road, and I was making a left, and this guy behind me is leaning on the horn. You want me to kill a pedestrian?
Yeah.
Like, exactly what do you want me to do? It was. I was on the phone with my mom. I'm like, I'm just swear. What do you want me to do? I stuck my head out the window. I go, what do you want me to kill one of these people? Jesus.
Pretty much, pal.
Go, you know what? Go around and kill someone, you son of a bitch, and get vehicular manslaughter charges.
Shaughnessy in from 11 to 1 today. We obviously start Bruins. So.
Yeah, Beatles almost even you late. Take the Oz rap, and then you get branded in prison. I ain't doing it. Just like
the Oz rap, yeah.
When the guy was driving, he was all drunk, and then you hit the guy.
The
and
show gives me nightmares, man.
I'm showing that first episode to my kids before they drive. I'm going to go, you want to drink and drive? Boom.
Here's some Oz.
Here's a little bit of Oz to let you know.
Hope you like bunking with a neo-Nazi.
Well, that was the better alternative for him, he thought. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.